I always think of Kermit the Frog when
do
I
you?
Hear him sing that. It sounds like Kermit. I miss you. He's singing to Miss Piggy. Sorry, yeah. Dawn.
No, it's a very affected choice for his voice. Blink 182 there. My boyfriend isn't trying to impress me anymore.
Oh, what's going on, honey?
And I'm a little shocked. And I'm taken aback.
Oh,
and
just sit down. Do you want me to brew you some tea?
Yes, please.
Would you like perhaps a nice little biscuit?
Yes, a biscuit, some tea, maybe with some caffeine in it.
Okay, I'm here. Pour it out.
Okay. So we were going through...
I laugh because... I laugh. Continue. well,
because
I know
I
where
laugh.
We're going. I know where we're going. Okay.
So we were driving through an area that I can't really connect the map of these two cities together sometimes. They're all like separate little pockets in my mind. And when I realize, like, oh... Minnehaha Park is right over there. You know, it's like, oh, I thought we were driving here.
Can
we're just, in this area.
Can yeah. we just say you were, to full transparency, you were mm-hmm. actually doing some stuff in my neighborhood.
I was.
So you were on my end of the world.
I was. And then we're going home and I'm like, oh, is Minnehaha Park up that way? And he goes, yeah, it is. And I go, you know, when I first moved here, I didn't know anybody really, and so I used to go to Minnehaha Park a lot.
Which is not close, anywhere close to where you were living.
Right. But I was just looking for like yeah. things to do. I read about it, the falls, and there was a restaurant there. I don't know if it yeah. still exists.
Yep.
And I would
sea
go.
Salt.
I loved that place. They had live music, and I would sit outside.
It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. They have an off-leash dog area.
Yes. Yeah. So I really was like feeling like, oh, I want to feel like I'm a part of this community, but I'm alone, so it's a little like... You know, and then I said, I also used to go to Como Park and walk around Como Lake and do Pokemon by myself. And then it's like, oh, so both these stories have something in common. What are they?
Parks.
Yes. And
Jamie would be proud as someone who works for the Park and Rec Board in Minneapolis.
Two lovely parks. The key, I'll just fill you in. I'm alone when I'm doing these things.
It's a little, yeah. I mean, you're not doing this at night, though, hopefully.
No.
Okay.
On Saturdays and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
because
I didn't want to just stay in my
You like going home. Through the park. You like yeah. nature, man.
I do. And okay. I wanted to see the city and try to figure out where people were going.
Sure.
So it was a time where I was kind of lonely, but I was doing things.
Yeah.
And then he said, oh, yeah, we used to go to Como Zoo when I was a kid. And, you know, and then I said, oh, I've never been to Como Zoo. And he's like, oh, yeah. And I go, I want to go to Como Zoo. And then he says, yeah, you should go there. I said, oh, well, I want to go to Como Zoo. And he goes again, yeah, do it. And then I said, let me see. He goes, what's going on? And I said, I want to go to Como Zoo. I said it like that. And he goes, you want me to take you to Como Zoo? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, I don't like zoos. And I was like, what? You're such a b-hole right now.
Used
I didn't say
word.
That, but I thought to myself, really?
What was your actual response in the moment?
I thought, are you crazy?
To him.
What was
you
my
say?
Response?
Yeah.
Like, he goes,
did you
yeah, do it?
And were you just like, well, okay.
And I just sat there and I seethed and I thought yeah. of my plan of revenge.
Okay. So this will get you far in life. So again, you started with the phrase, my boyfriend isn't trying to impress me anymore.
Yes.
So what I'm reading, what I'm getting from this is that you want him to take, he's just not willing to put in the effort. He's like, the old MC would have said, hey, Dom.
You
want to
go to Como Zoo? I'll take you.
Let me take you in my car.
Regardless of whether or not he likes it or not, he wouldn't have said anything. He just would have taken me.
Mm.
Now it's like, well...
How long have you guys been together?
Probably 5 years.
Sounds about right.
Years. Right. So I'm like mad. And then it made me mad. And then it made me like, you know, whenever you're mad and it's kind of in your throat and then it starts to settle down into your stomach.
Oh.
And it passes by your heart
okay.
and it starts growing a hate seed inside you.
Girl,
hate
what?
Seed?
Being very dramatic.
I mean,
I'm like, so then I see in my future self
because he doesn't. Mike, hold
yeah.
on, don't.
No, I don't hate
pretend
it.
You're not listening. She has a hate seed for the Como Zoo.
There's a
no.
hate seed growing in there.
Yeah.
No, I have a hate seed.
No, I know
for
you're
this behavior,
but I'm saying because of.
Listen.
I think the hate seed is coming at us, okay. Mike.
Let's hear it.
You know what I don't like to do?
Zoos by yourself.
No.
Oh.
I don't like to go to concerts for people I don't know.
Oh, wait a minute. Now we've gotten the resentment.
How many concerts have I gone to where
all
I didn't
right,
have a good
so
time?
So as your therapist, is therapy in session? Am I charging by the hour?
Yes.
Dawn. That's the real issue. Now you got to. This is the point at which you're there in the meeting, which your therapist says,
what
okay,
do they
honey,
say?
It's about the things you're doing that you don't want to be doing because you're doing them for him.
I am. And that's called sacrifice in a relationship. Ooh. And sometimes you should go
with
do something that your
attached.
Girlfriend doesn't want to do because you still want to woo her. This is not the way to woo me. In my 20s, if somebody said this to me, and this may be wrong, I would be like, okay. And then I would be like, next time he texted me, after me not texting him for a long time, he'd go, oh, what are you doing? I'd say, I'm at Como Zoo. And I would take a picture with a hot guy that I'm with. Maybe it was in the past I took the picture.
I'm learning
but
a
I
lot
set it
right
up.
Now, Mike.
I set
I
it
am
up.
Too. This is great.
And then I had taken a picture in the past, gotten a hot friend who's usually gay, doesn't matter. And I'd go, I'm at Como Zoo, and take a selfie and then send it to him. That's what I would do.
Good job.
Mike's clapping.
I am. That's awesome.
But now I want to see what happens. I want you to do that now.
I don't know any. I don't know. I even thought of like, I want to make an Instagram video and I'm going to say, and just do my head back and forth real sassy. And I'll say, my boyfriend said he didn't want to take me to Como Zoo. So I found some guys to take me and get some hot guys that
all right.
maybe you know
do
at
it.
The gym.
If we know any hot guys,
off,
we need to get Dawn to the zoo.
With their shirts off going, so I'm going to
you
the
go,
zoo
girl.
With my new friends.
You go.
And he would be like, what is happening right
I do
now?
Feel like MC would be like, I don't, if you wanted to go that bad, just tell me you wanted to go.
I did tell him.
I
goes,
don't think
I don't
it's about the
go.
Zoo. I think it's about the concerts. And I think I'm not your therapist, but yeah. that's what I would focus on is not going to the concerts you don't want to go to.
Wow. Yeah.
Maybe go to one and then be like, that's my service for today. Boop. And then when he goes, I don't want to go to the zoo, go, I went to that dumb concert. You're coming to the zoo.
Yeah.
It's okay to say what you want.
I know.
Tell him what you want.
Or how about this? I think that the Matchmaker
After five
show,
years. Oh.
I just watched the Matchmaker
Dawn
show.
Dawn has an
and
obsession with Patty Stanger. And so I think she wants her own Patty Stanger.
I'm like, yes, that's the way a woman should be treated. So I've been influenced by the Matchmaker show.
Okay.
And now I think that my relationship should be that way.
All right. Well, good luck to you.
It's not going to happen.
I don't think so. But I want you to have what you want. I think we should get you to the zoo.
Yeah.
With some hotties.
Yeah.
And
I don't
know. A little jealousy is not a bad thing every once in a while.
That's right.
Mike, advice?
I'm in. Let's go to the zoo.
All right. We'll take our shirts off.
Yay! Yes!
We'll be the hot guys, Mike.
Sounds good. I'm in.
Okay, great. Thanks for letting me work that out with you.
I think you did.
Mm-hmm.
I would just love to actually see MC respond to any of this.
Okay, well, we'll see what he says.
Dawn, if it's really that big a deal.
Yeah, but don't you want someone to go out of the way to go, oh, I just heard what she needs and I'm going to supply her with that need because I want to make sure I hang on to this
girl. But I know men. Okay, so when we come back,
yes,
we have to talk
do.
About a rat who's not named MC.
Okay.
This is a real live rat.
A ratatouille?
A ratatouille rat at a restaurant. I'm going to tell you about it when we come back right here at My Talk 107.1. Hey, my talkers, Bradley here for my good friends at Dakota Dental. Dakota Dental is the perfect place for you and your whole family to get your dental health taken care of. And that includes start to finish, regular checkups and cleanings. In those regular checkups and cleanings, they're able to do a few things which are going to help you overall. They're going to keep you out of the dentist chair for as long as possible in between, right? Because they're addressing any issues that might come up. But they're also able to look at underlying health concerns. So if there's something connected to your dental health they need to address, they can give you a heads up about that. They also give you some great routine cancer screenings. Trust me, like nobody wants to deal with anything, bad that comes up, but if there is something that you want another doctor to look at, they will be there. They are your first point of contact for everything connected to your dental health. So make that regular checkup today with my friends at Dakota Dental, right down in Apple Valley, super convenient to the metro. Don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Yes, in fact, we are talking about Mr. Keith McNally, which a lot of listeners may remember. Do you remember the dust-up between Keith McNally and James Corden?
So, yes. So that was, his restaurant is where James Corden allegedly behaved badly.
Yeah, so it was Keith McNally who raised the issue of James Corden behaving badly. He sort of tore him a new one on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And so he's sort of made a name for himself being very vocal on mm-hmm. Instagram. And recently, we'll get to the rats in a moment, but speaking of Keith McNally, he took aim at Lauren Sanchez recently, which all of this kind of goes together, but we'll figure out. I mean, I have my own theories, and I'm sure you'll have opinions and attitudes, too.
Yeah.
But he went after Lauren Sanchez and, well, essentially called her revolting. Now, I don't understand what the point of that was. Like, I think if you have a strong opinion about someone, you don't need to put that on Instagram.
Especially if you're a business owner.
Or if the person in question is the wife of a billionaire. Because, I don't know, they can do things. More on that in a minute. So on Instagram, he posted the following. Does anybody else find Jeff Bezos' new wife, Lauren Sanchez, absolutely revolting? What an ugly, bleeping, smug-looking couple they make. Yeah. Is this what having $1 billion does to people?
I mean,
wow.
The smug couple thing, I was like, yeah, I kind of get that.
Yeah, but again.
But I don't own restaurants in New York and around the globe.
Yeah, I just don't think, I would not find it necessary to go after somebody like Lauren Sanchez. And certainly to call her...
revolting?
Revolting. In all caps, absolutely revolting. Now, after this happens, and this is why we're talking about it today, a rat, not named Keith McNally, is seen scurrying through his restaurant, Balthazar, which is, again, the restaurant where James Corden was apparently a D-bag and he was mm-hmm. called out for it. Now, why are the two connected? Well, Keith seems to think that it's because he called out Lauren that some rats were unleashed in his restaurant. In fact, he believes it literally. Now, Page Six reached out to him because, you know, New York, right? They have connections. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'll talk to you guys because... Again, there was a video that went up of a rat scurrying around the restaurant. Now, I will say rats are, you don't want rats in a restaurant, right? Like, that's a health concern.
It looks like a mouse now that I look at it. But...
Well, it's a pretty big mouse. Yeah. It looks like a rat to me, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
My point is, like, a rat in New York, it wouldn't be the end of the world. However, when you have a fancy restaurant, you don't want rats.
Yeah.
They reach out to him, Page Six does, and he goes, well, here's the thing. A suspicious man of about 40 came into my restaurant recently and sat nervously at the bar about 8:30. And after paying for one drink, he suddenly left very quickly, leaving an upturned bag which 5 white domesticated mice ran out of.
What?
He also went on to say that one of his bartenders noticed the whole thing, ran after the guy, failed to catch him, but the 5 mice were quickly caught. So he's saying that there is a campaign to make him look bad and that somebody unleashed the rat along with the separate incident of a bunch of white mice because these...
rat is brown.
That is a brown rat. But he's saying these two things are connected. And I'm like, well, here's the thing. If I were Lauren Sanchez, I'd be like, hey, let's have a little fun with Mr. McNally.
You think that, do you think
I wouldn't
that
put it past
Warren
a
Sanchez
thousand million billionaire
and Jeff Bezos
maybe
said, hey, one to one of their friends or their friends' associates.
Be a shame if something happened to that restaurant.
Oh my, what if this is like the mafia
I,
now?
I'm just kind of loving the idea that somebody was like Lauren Sanchez is like, that disgusting human being, I'll show him.
Yeah.
And then she called up her friend, Bob, who works at Pets R Us.
Yeah.
Was like, I got this. Don't you worry. I'll take care of it. It'll be fine.
Oh my gosh. Well, I think that's, I kind of like that.
Like what?
I like the fact that maybe Lauren Sanchez and Jeff Bezos got someone to unleash rats.
I mean, I guess I like, you don't have to like Lauren Sanchez or Jeff Bezos. I mean, a lot of people like to, you know, they are who they are. It's fine.
I do think they're smug, but that doesn't mean you have to put it
part
on
of it's
Instagram.
The Botox.
Yeah.
Just makes you look kind of smug.
Yeah.
But you don't need to call people ugly. You seriously don't need to call people ugly. And if you do, don't you expect they're going to respond?
Yeah. Maybe it's just one of his friends that are like, oh, you want me to take care of this for you? You know, who knows? It's funny how I'm watching the video of them trying to catch it. And it's like a circus out there. I'll put it on our show links page, but everyone's videoing with their phone. And it is, you know, this restaurant is, it's not just a diner. Okay. This is a high-class establishment that celebrities would go to. So I wonder how he's going to respond, because he seems petty enough to do so.
Mike?
I feel like there's a better chance. I mean, don't billionaires have better things to do? I feel like the original rat video was real, and then he's like, oh, I'm going to hire a guy to bring his domesticated rats
ooh,
in
like
here,
this episode.
Spill these rats out, and then have him mysteriously
like,
sneak away.
Know. It just happened.
Couldn't
some
catch
guy.
Him. Man, he's so fast. We couldn't get to him.
He's like, how can we cover up this rat story?
Exactly. And then he blamed the billionaires, because I think they've got bigger fish to fry.
Oh, come on now. Lauren Sanchez is petty AF. No, I don't know.
No.
I like that. I would watch that episode.
I'd go that direction.
This is like an episode of Law and Order.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody's going to have to die. Otherwise, we're not making it on TV.
Oh,
it ain't
going to
be the
God.
Rats, that's for sure. So.
Right. Wow.
No, there's got to be like an unrelated murder or
yes,
something
of course.
That'll get us into this story. But you like this is a total Law and Order thing where you have like the you know, cantankerous old restaurateur and then a billionaire couple. There's going to be some, I'm liking where this is going.
I like Mike adding in that he thinks that Keith is the one that unleashed, like had the guy come in and dump out a bag of like
pet
mice.
Yeah.
And they're like,
I will say
those mice are happy because they'll probably be fed to snakes. Otherwise, it's usually why you have mice at pet stores, like people that have snakes buy them.
Yeah.
And so they get to run around in a restaurant and go, what can we eat?
Yeah.
You know?
I love that you're thinking out for the mice. I did want to also say, like, this made me totally rethink the whole James Corden thing. Because I was like, so not that I'm a defender of James Corden or need to be.
Yeah.
But now I wonder, like, because sometimes
both people can be bad.
Yeah. I question, like, I wonder if James Corden was really the D-bag that Mr. Balthazar, a.k.a. Keith McNally, pretended to be.
It's funny because in that story, you assume, like, there are certain things you assume about people you don't know. Like, if this person owns a very successful restaurant and he felt the desire, going back to James Corden, to put this out there on social media that
it must be bad.
He's a b-hole, then you just automatically have an idea of what a businessman who, you know, that he wouldn't be petty. But that's not what we're getting here.
Have you ever met any petty people in your life, Dawn?
Yeah.
Any petty people with power?
Yes.
Money?
And you just wonder,
I'm just
you've
saying,
got
like,
so much power, why are you being so petty?
To your point, people are petty at all income brackets, so you never know.
That's true.
I'm just not going to Balthazar anytime soon, unless I need to pick up a pet mouse.
Yeah.
When we come back on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, from rats to dreams, if you got dreams of rats, Dawn will help. When we come back, she's interpreting dreams on the other side of this on My Talk 107.1.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Bradley, I hope that some of these dreams that we do today give people some insight into the world of their own psyche. Yes.
Deep. All
yes,
right.
This is what we do every Wednesday at this time. We're going to tackle some dreams.
Why don't you tell me about your dream?
I was back in high school, and I was supposed to take a test.
I was naked at work again.
I was driving my car, and I couldn't control it. Then I fell off a cliff with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Do you know what this dream means?
Loves to interpret your dreams, and that's what she's going to do, as she does every weekday, or not every weekday, every week on Wednesday. And Dawn, you're ready for some more dreams?
Yes.
Good. Listeners, if you want to get your dream interpreted, Dawn will tell you how you can at the end of this segment. First up, we've got Faye, and Faye says the following. Dear Dawn, deep breath. In my dream, I am on a couch relaxing, and my mother, who died in 2010, is supposedly sitting to my right on a chair. But when I turn to see her, my body won't turn far enough to see her, and nothing comes out of my mouth. I keep trying, but nothing comes out. Another part of the dream, I'm in this lower level of a home. There's a huge window. I walk up to the window to look out, and I gently touch it, and it tips outward, and it falls to the ground. There was a man standing there who says, "Your dad must have forgotten to fasten it." My dad died back in 2009. I hardly ever dream about them, Dawn. It's very strange to me.
Okay, so the symbols we have here, Faye, are your parents, and we have houses and windows. So what we got to look at here is that the overwhelming thing is your parents coming through in these dreams, and your parents in the universal language of mind is for you your inner creator and your inner authority. So there's something that happens before this dream during the day where you were not able to tap into that person within you that is able to create new things, solve problems, and tap into that part of you who knows how to solve problems and come up with solutions that lead to new things. So that's what this dream is really about. As far as you being in a house, and there's something in this second part of the dream where your dad is outside. It's like there's another part of you, which is your subconscious mind, that's telling you, like, you're not able to keep this frame of mind intact.
Okay.
That you're in, because your dad, meaning your inner authority, kind of left it open for you, you know? So you're trying to get back to that place within yourself where you can bring in new things and create things, because man and woman in the universal language of mind is like your yin and yang, the creators, which bring the seed together to create a baby, which is a new idea in a dream. So it's all reflective of that. So how are you not moving on and staying in one frame of mind and feeling kind of stuck there?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you should be looking at. You got to tap into that inner higher part of yourself.
Don't be stuck.
Don't be stuck. You can do it.
Let it out.
Yeah. So that's what I would say for you, Faye. And hopefully that resonates with you.
All right, Faye. Good luck to you. Hey, you want another dream?
Yep.
Good, because Victoria sent you an email and she says the following. Dear Dawn, I'm in the lower level of an unfamiliar house. Not a basement. There are windows. But I'm aware there are floors above me. I'm in a room with a scary looking woman with very long hair and no face. Yeah, that would be scary. Think the girl from the movie The Ring.
Ah.
she's out of control or attacking me. And somehow I grab her by the hair. Her hair is so long that I've grabbed it below her feet. So she's completely wrapped in it and starts spinning around on the floor like an alligator screaming. Ew. Oh. She's terrified in the dream, Dawn, as she struggles and continues to tangle herself in the hair. I want to let go and leave this house, but I'm too afraid to, as I finally have her under control. Hair lady. Okay. What does hair lady mean, Dawn?
Hair lady is you, Victoria. It's a part of yourself that has a lot of thoughts that are probably not productive, because sometimes our mind can get, we can get carried away in non-productive thoughts, and it consumes us, and it almost takes over our identity. And I'm saying that because this scary woman, who is you, doesn't have a face, and that when you dream about someone's face, you're dreaming about your identity. So if you're consumed with thoughts, which are hair, you're trying to unravel this person and get to them, but you sometimes get in this frame of mind that's unfamiliar to you, where you get caught up in your own thoughts. The interesting thing is that you acknowledge that you know there are floors above you, all right? And whenever you look at a house, you try to, like, think of like a pyramid. So the lower level is your conscious life experiences. The second level is your subconscious. And the third layer is your superconscious, which is most connected to God. When we dream, or whatever you see is God, this is open to everyone. So when you dream, you go down into your subconscious mind, and then it flows back up into your hopefully superconscious mind to get some answers for yourself, and then comes back into the subconscious. So it's like making a loop up through those when you're dreaming.
Mm.
All right. So you're stuck in the place where you're just with that woman who is dealing with all of these unproductive thoughts.
Yeah.
So that is you. And that is you in your conscious life. That's you how you're presenting
the
yourself.
Face hair lady.
Sorry, it sounds scary, but you're trying to deal with your conscious person that you are, and also let go of all those non-productive thoughts.
So, in your dream, if you can, will yourself to great clips.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Or either just, I don't know.
Or sport clips or any other, you know, like
get her a hair binder, put her hair in a ponytail and go, you can leave now.
Or just then light it on fire.
Oh.
I mean, this is a thing I've always thought about dreams. Like, if you can just do anything, just do fun stuff that you can't do in your waking hours.
That's so
true. Like, I'm going to light it on fire because I could never do that in my real life.
Well, once you start looking at your dreams and jogging them down and learning these things, you can do that. Because I was at a place when I first started learning this, when I went to this dream school, where I had no idea like what my dreams meant. And then I learned that it's just a reflection of my waking
life. Yeah, it's not some deep thing about the actual people you're dreaming about.
Exactly. I learned that I have control over my life in my real waking life. And then you can start to control your dreams, which I did. So I would say within my dreams, I was in the dream and I'd say, I'm dreaming.
Yeah.
I'd come up to the other people and I'd go, I want, you're holding a gun, but I'd like that to be a peacock. And then boom, it'd be a peacock.
Yeah.
It's really fun to
and
learn
then
how
to try
do
to
that.
Do that in your waking life is even more fun.
Yeah.
Just not with guns or peacocks.
No, exactly. Because that's weird.
Yeah, I used to do that as a kid because I'd be like, oh, tonight I'm going to dream that I'm going to go this place and then I'm going to do this thing.
And you would do it?
Oh, yeah.
That's really advanced.
And I would pretend I would put a little tape in my head.
Oh.
You know, like, I'm going to put in this cassette tape tonight and I'm going to go to this place.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really great. I was an only child.
I was very imaginative.
Sure.
No, now I'm like sleep AF. And then I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm like, where am I? I got to pee.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right, we've got another email. You ready for one from Patrice?
Yes, this is from the Nordic Food Geek.
Oh, Patrice.
Yeah, she has some other messages for us, too. That's why I said that.
Thank you, Patrice. Here's your message for Dawn, your dream, rather, and she will interpret it. Hopefully it involves
food?
Princess Tort. Hello, Dawn. I have a recurring dream a few times a year that I had again last night. In real life, I watch the soap All My Children. From the time I was 4 until it was canceled in 2011.
Oh, God.
Even watched the really awful made-for-internet spinoff. In my dreams, I discovered that AMC has been airing them again for a few years, but I didn't know about it. I'm equally thrilled the show is back on the air and then befuddled I didn't know it was back on the air. Any insight? So in the dream, I have had dreams like this where you're like, oh, we're doing this again?
Yeah.
And you're like, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So what's that about?
Okay. So you have to think about watching a TV broadcast within your dream and what that means. So this is about using your imagination and making it come to life. So when people make films and movies, it's all about, like, you know, they took an idea and it was a story in their head and then they made it happen. So you have a really good ability to visualize and actualize things you want. And you kind of do that through your own storytelling in your head.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like your own story, because you attach this, all my children is just, that's just
what your brain is attaching to.
Your brain, it just looked for TV show, you know? So when you're watching on a TV, then you discover. So along the way, you have lost the ability temporarily to go into your mind, use that story. Usually we visualize ourselves doing things like, oh, I see myself going to Como Zoo and doing this and that.
Not
and
that
then
you're bitter about it.
You, and then you do it. You actually do it.
Yeah.
So I would say that yesterday you were having a hard time and you kind of started to tap in again to that person within yourself that can create ideas and visualize them and make them real.
So that's a good thing.
Even though the TV isn't real.
Yeah, that means you're tapping into something good.
It's like a movie in your head that you played, and now you're going to make it real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So write that book, Patrice.
Yes, probably. She also says, I'm not a hot guy, and I won't take off my shirt, but I'll take you to Como Zoo anytime and pose for a selfie. It's a great place to take a lunchtime walk, even for bratty boyfriends who don't like zoos.
Dawn's bratty boyfriend doesn't want to take her to the zoo.
Yeah. He doesn't like zoos. He says he feels bad for the animals.
I totally relate to that. I was going to, you know, we didn't get to that in the conversation
I know,
we
it was
had
all
earlier.
About me.
Well, rightly so, because it was your story to tell. But I am not, I always end up feeling, there are a few exceptions, but I do just feel like, well, two things. One, I want to live with the animals.
Yeah.
So part of me just goes and I'm like, I just want to walk into the enclosure and live with these animals because
yes.
they're better than most people.
Yeah.
But then I realize, well, that's not going to work because I'd have to clean up a lot of poop.
Yeah.
And then we'd have to probably eat some weird food.
Oh, sure.
But then also I just feel like, wouldn't they rather be running around on the...
And what, yeah, I think what keeps me from going there is that I think about without zoos, they do so much conservation
work. Absolutely.
That they've saved species. And so the work that zoos do nowadays anymore isn't just, here, look at these animals. It actually has to do with really important stuff.
No, I totally get that and agree. I mean, we did a whole project down and dirty at the Minnesota Zoo, and I learned a lot about that entire process. Also cut up some dead animals because we had to feed them to the other animals. And I learned about the circle of life, but I also met a fennec fox there. And that's where I learned that I wanted to have a fennec fox someday, even though don't keep wild animals. But yeah, you're absolutely right. They do a lot of great work. So maybe you just need to show MC a video or a documentary on the importance of zoos and then he'll take you.
Do I need to show him a video on the importance of keeping your girlfriend?
Well, that might be a different video. When we come back on the adventures of Bradley and Dawn.
Oh,
we are
going to
talk about Jenny McCarthy and Donnie Wahlberg. They have a great relationship. So great that when they're apart, they FaceTime their sleeping.
Oh, it's so cute.
We'll talk about it when we come back right here on My Talk 107.1. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Dawn McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Is there anything you have to do with your partner if you're away from each other? Do you have some type of a ritual to keep connected? Is there a minimum of texts you have to send or something like that? I'm bringing this up because I read a story on TMZ about Jenny McCarthy and Donnie Wahlberg and how they, that is a story I have here in this grid about Kanye and porn. Well, I read the article, so I can just sum it up for you. Jenny McCarthy was talking about how her and Donnie Wahlberg, which if you don't know, they're together. It's a fun couple. When they're apart from each other.
Don't oversell it.
When they're apart from each other and like he's traveling or she's traveling and like they're in a hotel or different places, they get on FaceTime and then they go to sleep together.
I put the story up for you.
They put themselves so they're not conscious. They're just sleeping.
Yeah, so they sleep on FaceTime. I would never do this because I feel like that's wasting your phone's just going to like, but I do think it's kind of adorable. No, I feel like you don't think it's adorable at all, which is fine.
Well, I think I have some backstory with this with 90 Day Fiance, there was a woman who was very jealous of her boyfriend and she lived in another country and she demanded
that's some next level.
So it's like, are you codependent? Are you just checking in to see if he's actually there? Because you're nervous he could be out having some fun times with some other ladies.
Yeah, I see where your mind is going.
Which is...
That makes sense. Yeah. I just related to this in my own relationship during like the COVID stuff. Like, you know, there were occasions when like one of us would, go nuclear because somebody tested positive. And then it was like, we didn't want to spread it in the house. And so I would stay upstairs. He would stay downstairs or vice versa. Or one of us would get COVID, you know, like all that stuff. During that time, we started doing this thing where we would watch TV together and we'd put our AirPods in.
Yeah.
And just like sync up our stuff. And then, so we'd just sit there in silence watching TV.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We did that as well. And we
so to me, that's
yell.
What I thought of when I thought of this. And we've done that when we go out of town, like when he's, you know, he'll go see his family in Illinois and then we'll, you know, I don't think we've done the TV watching thing, but we've certainly just sat in silence on the phone.
Yeah.
But never sleep.
Yeah. I think it's kind of next level and I'm a little worried about them.
Okay.
But maybe.
They're also very extra people and especially Jenny McCarthy. She's real extra.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like when you reveal these things about your relationship, it's kind of overcompensating for something, especially with public figures.
Yeah.
You know, like J-Lo talking about how in love that they are in sharing all
these
details.
That's a lot of performance for sure.
Yeah. This kind of
feels...
So
you think they're just performing?
I kind of feel like it is performative.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. But it's not because I'm jealous. I just think
you
when
sound
I'm
like
away,
a jealous person, Dawn.
I'm not jealous. But when I'm away from him, absence makes the heart grow fonder. Like, I'm okay with being asleep and not having him there. I feel like you grow a little bit. If you are a little bit like, I need this person with me all the time, whenever you're apart, it makes it so much better when you see each other again.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Mike, do you FaceTime sleep?
Yeah, so no, and not quite that level. Never actually FaceTime sleep. But we did, my relationship started the first 2.5 years long distance.
Yeah.
So we had to find ways to make it work. Part of that was also during the pandemic as well. So that was even another
presented
level of it.
Some unique challenges.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, we would definitely do the TV thing where we were listening or watching the same thing at the same time and be on the phone together. I mean, there were certain times, like when she just moved into her apartment, she was like a little uneasy about it and stuff, where I just like would call her up and we never FaceTimed the whole night, but I'd have the phone on until she was falling asleep, and then I would say, okay, time to go to night-night. Time to go
so
night-night.
Aww, yeah.
But yeah, nothing to this level of having to see the drool and the snoring happening. Like, that's just weird.
Yeah,
it's something I would have done in my 20s for sure.
Yeah.
Super codependent. Like, let's be together all the time.
Yeah. If FaceTime existed during my 20s,
oh God,
or social media
that
in
would
general,
not be good.
I don't think
I'm so
would
grateful.
Make it out.
I the props to all the youngins, all the kids and young adults who've had to grow up in the face of social media.
Right, where anything can be videoed
and
at
everything
any
time. Is with you forever.
Yucky.
Ever.
Yeah, we dance stupid. We, you know, we're sweating in clubs and nobody was taking video of us. You
Thank
know?
God. Except for that one creepy guy.
Uh oh. Are there anybody out there who does something a little weird?
Anybody out there who's
anybody
weird?
Anybody out there? If you want to call
Don
in.
Don would like to troll the audience for weirdos.
No.
No, I'm sure there are people who do this, but again, they're not going to call in and be like, yeah, Don, tell me why.
No, but the ritual of something that you do.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, yeah. I didn't live with my boyfriend for the first couple of years, and so I actually, you know, we would text. And we would do lots and lots of emojis, like a whole string of them that were like, what is this? Doesn't even make sense, you know, type of a thing. And that would go back and forth a lot. And then there was a lot of like XOXOXO, more emojis.
Texting. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, I will say there are times when Jamie will go out of town and we don't talk at all. And I'm like, oh, I should probably text him because I feel weird. But then it's also just like, you know, we're adults. It's like, yeah, if there's an issue, we'll, but you know, I think also just the fact that you think about it, it probably is a good thing, regardless of what you're actually doing.
Right.
Looks like we do have someone on the phone. Michael, get that. But yeah, I don't know what this was in the context of with Jenny McCarthy and Donnie Wahlberg, if it's something they do all the time.
Yeah, they were just talking about how they keep their marriage strong by respecting each other, communicating with each other, being each other's friends, finding date nights, and doing the work.
Just sounds like a nice opportunity to blab some words for, you know, good PR. Mike, who do we have on the phone?
Got David on the line.
Hey, David, what do you know?
Hey there. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good, good. So I'm a truck driver, so I'm over the road, and me and my daughter would play Minecraft together online.
Oh, fun.
That's awesome.
And so it was a way for us to connect, even though I was across the country, and help build our relationship.
Yeah, I love that. That's a great way to stay connected.
That's so sweet.
So, yeah, it
was
fun.
That's cool.
We had a lot of good times, and now it's kind of been a ritual, even though I'm home more often now.
You still do it.
We still do the same thing. Yep.
I love it.
Oh, thanks,
that's so
David.
Wonderful. Thanks for sharing that, David. Safe travels.
Yep, thank you.
That's a rough life.
Yeah.
Being away from your family that long.
Yeah.
But again, technology creates all sorts of wonderful ways for people to. I do, because I didn't grow up. Well, this is interesting, actually, now that I think about it, because the people that do a lot of FaceTime in my life are older people.
Oh.
I think.
Yeah.
I'm trying to check myself now. Is that always true? But a few of the older people in my life, like my mom FaceTimes way more than I would. I don't know. I just don't like FaceTime. I'm like, why would I want to look at, because then I got to care about what I look like.
Oh, sure.
You know,
but
like
not
I
with
just,
your mom. She doesn't care what you look like.
No, but I got to think about like, even in just like thinking about where the camera is and what the phone is doing. Like, I don't want to hold the phone up for 3 hours. Like when my stepsister will call for the holidays or something and we're over, we'll do FaceTime then because then we're all together.
Yeah.
But even that, it's just like we're holding the phone. It's like, can we just put this on speaker? Because I know what y'all look like.
Yeah. And it is kind of awkward to say goodbye on FaceTime. It seems like, more
bye,
personal.
Bye,
and you're like, okay, bye. How
and you're
do
just
we
holding
end
the smile until you, and then you're looking for the hang up button.
Yeah. And then and then you accidentally don't hang up and you go, oh, I hate FaceTime.
That bitch. What?
Well, good luck to them.
Good luck to them. Dawn, I think you should go FaceTime MC and see if he wants to take you to the zoo. When we come back, Kim Kardashian would like Taylor Swift to move on.
Well,
I bet she would. We'll talk about why when we come back right here on My Talk 107.1.